Hello and welcome to Chasing the Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Lynn Holver, a digital nomad, world traveler, dreamer, and lover of life. Currently, I'm a social media marketer, a freelancer, and I'm totally obsessed with inspiring other women to dream bigger and live bolder. Each week, I'll be featuring women who have successfully created location-independent lifestyles that give them the freedom to live life on their own terms, and how you can do the same. My goal is to show you that your dreams are possible and how much opportunity you have to not only create an income online, but also to make a real difference. So, if you're ready to start living a life that excites you by learning from others who have already done it, then you're in the right place. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Chasing the Freedom. Thanks so much for tuning in again today. And I am really excited to introduce my guest that I have on the show today. So her name is Meeson Brown. And a little bit of backstory about how we met. We actually met in Chiang Mai back in, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the month. It must have been sometime between November and February, because that's when I was in Chiang Mai. But she was hosting an event there, and we actually, yeah, met there. And then we met again in Bali a couple months later, and I asked her to come on to the show and she agreed. So I'm really excited to have her on. So like I said, her name is Meeson Brown, and she is the CEO and co-founder of Be Here. And that is a flexible living platform that helps women live and thrive in cities around the world without long-term contracts or obligations. So she's lived in 8 countries in the last 3 years, which is amazing. And she knows that new places and experiences fuel inspiration and creativity. And I could not agree more with that. So Meeson, thank you so much for coming on, and I'm excited to talk with you.
Yeah, it's so nice to be on and to catch up again. I think it was back in December, yeah, that we first met. So it's really cool that we keep running into each other in various places.
Yes. Okay, so I briefly gave an overview about the name of your company. So if you could kind of just explain a little bit more about your background and give us a little more context about your company, who you are, and everything like that.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Canada, a little backstory on me. Grew up just outside of Toronto, and I went to university there for business. So I graduated with a commerce degree. Started working in corporate finance. That was interesting, very much the cubicle life. And then I booked a one-way ticket to Australia. And then I started working at a company in Sydney that actually does director development, teaches C-level and executives on how to be better leaders. So I did that for a while, and then I traveled through Asia, and I was working remotely doing some freelance stuff. And then I met my co-founder, and I'd sort of been running into all of these issues and things that really ended up being the inspiration for Be Here, but essentially like trying to find apartments in different places and trying to find places to work from, as well as like where to work out from. And that I found was often the first thing that fell, because it's like, okay, there's so many things you're trying to do, right? So trying to like stay on top of your work and feel comfortable and make friends, like there's so many things going on. And so sort of running into all these issues, and then being a woman on my own as well, obviously a lot of people are like, how are you feeling with safety and with various things? So I had a lot of friends and women reach out. And then when I had met my co-founder, I was sort of talking about this and all the frustrations and trying to get set up in these different places. And we were actually sitting in a coffee shop in Thailand. And I was like, I just want, you know, like my cafe in every place and my apartment, and to feel settled and, you know, to feel like I'm living there versus just traveling through there. And so that really spurred Be Here, because I wanted to deal with the realities and sustainability of being able to travel and work versus just feeling like you're on vacation or moving through places and never really feeling settled. So what we do with Be Here is we set just women, just for women, and we set women up in various cities around the world. Right now we're in 12 cities in Europe and Asia. and we provide them with verified apartments. So basically we do all of the legwork in the cities, make sure that they're in good areas and they all have, you know, they're all private. So they're their own bedrooms, they'll have kitchens. So like, if you want to go home and just chill out in your own space, it's there for you. You can cook from home, use your own bathroom, all that good stuff. And then in addition to that, co-working spaces, so that you have a place to work from, there's a community there as well, and you're able to connect with people there. Plus the fitness memberships, because that was one of the first things that fell. And these things are all challenging and they take time. And if you're only in a place for a month or two, it's your whole routine can fall apart, right? So being able to do that and set women up with this flexible foundation. Mm-hmm. And then in addition to that, we also have a city host in each location. So there's someone on the ground there to sort of like greet you, show you around a little, and be that friendly face. And then we also share like pre-arrival information and things, really just trying to make the whole process as seamless and easy as possible so that you're able to be productive from day one and not feel sort of all over the place when you get to a new city, especially if you've never done it before. It's very overwhelming. And I've spoken with so many women that have said that and said, you know, this makes being productive and being on top of like work and my life so much easier. So that's kind of Be Here in a nutshell.
Oh, that's so amazing. And it's so needed. So I completely agree with you when you're talking just about how handling all the details can be so overwhelming, especially if you've never done it before. So I love the concept of it and that you really just take, like for someone like me, I really hate handling details. So it's just like, it's amazing to just have someone handle that for you. I love that. So how long ago did you start Be Here, or what year did you start it after you were working in corporate?
Yeah, so I was working in corporate in 2015, and then I was in Australia in 2016, and we launched Be Here officially in September of 2017. But obviously there's a lot of work and things that go up to a launch. So we first created a minimal viable product and started gathering data, and that it'll be coming up on a year now of that. And then our official launch, it was in September for Europe and then Asia in January.
Wow, so cool. What has the response been like ever since you launched it?
It's been amazing, honestly, really overwhelming and really exciting. I've gotten to speak with so many women, like I mentioned, that just really resonate with this. And they either have traveled and worked and really understand it, or have like dreamt of doing that and really wanted to be able to. And they're like, this is exactly what I need to feel like I mentioned, the sustainable side of things, right? Not that you're on a group tour and moving around and not getting settled, but really being able to choose where you want to go, when you want to go, and knowing that you'll have that level of support and that foundation already there for you. So yeah, it's been really cool and awesome to see how many women are like, oh, this is amazing. Yeah. And also how many women are transitioning their lives, right? There's this whole culture swing going on and more women are realizing I can do this, right? I can become a freelancer, an entrepreneur, whatever it might be. I can ask my company to go remote. I can do these things to get to where I want to be and to live the way I want to live. So that's
great. So obviously you handle all the details and everything like that once someone is already remote, and you just help them handle like getting to a different place and getting them set up and everything like that. But do you help with the transition at all?
But yes,
going remote. Okay. I'll hear about that.
That's something that we obviously came across, as well as people that really wanted to do it, but weren't sure how to do it. Mm-hmm. And that is a process in itself. If you work for a company that doesn't have a distributed workforce model, or this is something rather new to them, it's harder to transition. So we actually created a letter to your boss. It's on our resources page on our website so that you can kind of read it over. Obviously, you know, it doesn't have to be taken word for word, but it sort of shows the benefits of it. As well, we have an actual like stat sheet on all the benefits of remote work and why it's beneficial to both you and your company in terms of productivity, cost savings. There's so many statistics that show the benefits of it. So we have, I believe, three documents on our resources page for sort of that transition so that people are able to, you know, use those to help them transition. And we've heard some great stories where people are like, oh, I finally got this approved. This is so exciting.
That's the other thing I was going to ask, because you probably see what companies are saying to people, if a person is working for a company and they're trying to convince their boss to let them go remote, you probably hear what the bosses are saying to them. I mean, do people tell you like the common objections that they get from their bosses maybe?
Yeah, we've heard some of the feedback with some rather disappointed women I think the biggest thing is really when management is sort of essentially they don't understand the concept and they are, you know, with a lot of millennials, they totally get it and they're on board. But when someone's been in their role for so many years, they're like, you know, I never did this remotely. Why would you do this remotely? Right. And it's sort of that archaic thinking of this doesn't make sense to me. So how could this work for you versus the managers that are more open and willing to try things and realizing that if they aren't open to these things, they're going to lose their top talent and remote workforce is just growing and growing, right? So they can go somewhere else and find another company that will do it. And the more companies get on board with it, the better it is for them, the better it is for the retention and their employee loyalty and all of these things. So it is happening. It's rather slowly in a lot of industries, but a lot of startups and companies that are now getting on board are seeing the benefits. So I think that will help the bigger corporations slowly start to get there.
Yeah. And I think it's smart that you have that fact sheet that you said you listed on your resources page with all of the benefits of remote work, because I feel like if you can just get companies to understand how it is valuable and how it could help people improve their work productivity or making sure that they're still going to be doing good work for them, I feel like that's what companies want to know. They just need like assurance almost that it's still going to be okay.
100%. And I mean, I think that they realize that in doing this, yes, I'm taking a like leap of faith in a sense on that employee, but majority of employees are actually like 20% more productive, engaged. They work even harder because they want to prove that I can do this and I can be even better at it. And they're also very thankful that they have that opportunity. So, you know, it's a win-win situation for both sides.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so I want to kind of go back to what it's been like starting a business for yourself. And because I really like to hear about people's entrepreneurial journey, and I like to have other people hear about it too, to just, I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of commonalities within entrepreneurship. And I think a lot of it goes like mindset and beliefs and everything like that. And so I like to kind of, shed light on that. So yeah, do you mind telling me a little bit about, I guess your first, year and a half, 2 years of startup?
It's I guess a year now, officially.
Okay.
But yeah, absolutely. It is, on the best days, it's amazing and exciting. And on the worst days, it's exhausting. And honestly, like, it's really hard not to get down on yourself. And I hear that like constantly across all entrepreneurs, because there's, you know, it's uncharted territory. You doubt yourself, you're unsure of like what's going on. But I think that as long as you're able to really remain focused on your mission and the bigger picture, that's what keeps you going. But definitely having someone to keep you accountable is really helpful. Having a co-founder is really, really helpful as well. Just being able to have someone to bounce ideas off of. And I mean, it's honestly, I like compare it to getting an MBA in real life, because it's like, you learn so much so quickly, and it's just about trying new things, and then you move on and you see what sticks and what doesn't stick, and you try something else. And being able to continuously do that and just keep pushing through when things don't work and finding new ways to do them, or finding the right ways to do them, essentially. Not that there's one right way, but there's a right way for your company or what you're doing. Right. And I think talking to people about it is really, really important. At first, it was a lot more challenging for me to sort of talk about it. And I think that that's something that people experience differently, but it's basically just like having that confidence and discussing your ideas. And definitely do not be afraid that other people are going to steal your ideas, because no one has the exact same idea. And just being able to talk about it and say, this is what I'm doing, and, you know, asking for feedback, reaching out to people that have already gone through this, have already, you know, created companies similar to yours, or are an entrepreneur and you like their style of company or business or whatever it is, that's super important and really helpful. yeah, having those conversations and keeping yourself motivated and going, and also making sure you take time to like shut down. Because when you work for yourself, I'm sure you can attest to this, you're like constantly going, and just knowing that sometimes you have to take me time, like unplug, go for a walk, whatever you like to do, but get away from a screen, you know, like read a book, listen to a podcast, whatever it might be, just like taking time away from what you're working on, because you'll probably be way more effective after that break, or, you know, the next morning or whatever it is, just giving yourself and allowing yourself that break.
Yeah, that's so important. I was actually just talking the other day about how I feel like I need to buy a pair of those blue light blocker glasses.
Yes.
Do you have those, or have you heard of those?
I do. I do not have a pair, but I actually recently bought a pair for my mom because she wanted like prescription ones. but they didn't have any non-prescription ones, but I've heard they're great. So I really want to get a pair as well.
I know I started getting headaches at the end of the day and I'm like, this is not good. So I've been looking into buying a pair. I need to do that.
Yeah. I think they have them on Amazon.
Amazon. Yep.
Yeah.
Always Amazon.
Always.
I love everything that you just said about the ups and downs of having your own company, because like I said, I know every person who's done anything entrepreneurial can relate to 100% of what you just said. Do you remember the moment that you decided to actually start Go Be Here?
Yeah. I mean, so talked about the idea for a while. And then I actually moved to Barcelona after being in Australia for a while. And my co-founder was there as well, doing some contracting, and we linked back up and we were talking about the idea again. And, you know, I was like, you know, I really strongly believe in this, like we should do this. And obviously you do research and you look into like the market and all of these different things when you're starting a company. But yeah, it was like sort of after connecting again there and being like, okay, this is what we're going to do. Like, let's like dive on in. And then we've been doing it, like I said, full time now a year. So, it was just kind of like, you know, that feeling of when you have something like nagging you and you feel like you should do it, like there's probably a reason it's nagging you and you're never really going to be ready. So just doing it, right? Like just leaping in and trying it. And yeah, that's what it was, testing, getting that data and realizing, okay, like there's really something here. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's the part that I wanted to point out to you when you said that you had this idea and you were super passionate about and it wouldn't let you go, because I feel like people have that and I feel like it's sometimes easy to ignore, but I completely agree that if you have something that just like won't leave you, that you're like, no, like this, people need this type thing, then you should just follow that and just see what happens, because I feel like that's there for a reason.
100%.
Yeah. No, that's great. So if someone is listening to you and you're like, oh, wow, it's amazing what Meeson's created and her company, I love what it does for women and everything like this, but maybe she's smarter than me. I don't know if I'm as savvy as her or anything like that. What would you say to someone who maybe has an idea for themselves or just has any type of dream or goal, whether it's working remotely, having their own business or anything like that, but feels like it might not be possible for them, or that maybe other people can do it and they can't do it? What's something that you would tell them?
Yeah, I've had this question before, because I think it's something that we sort of all face. The reality is, as cliche as it is, if you want it bad enough and you really believe that's what you need to be doing, you will be able to do it. And like 100%, it is possible and you can do it. That being said, I remember people saying that to me and I was like, oh, okay, but like, how do I do that? How do I get from here to there? Right.
Right. It's always because how. It's
yeah.
Always, yeah. How do I do it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, like I can believe in this all day, but it's not going to get me from A to B.
Right.
And I recently heard someone actually giving a talk about this, and it was, you don't have to know how to get there. You don't have to have all the answers. You just have to have this idea and this goal and this dream, and you have to take the first step. And then once you get to that step, take the next step. And none of those will be like presented to you. You know, there's not this clear path to like how to get there, but every step you take will take you in a closer direction to it. And even if it feels sort of like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm like doing this right, like I said, no right or wrong way, just like keep taking those steps. So if you're trying to go remote, you know, it's like having that initial conversation with your manager and One of the other things that we talk about in our resources is sort of looking into if other companies in your industry do it, if your company does it in other areas of it, all these things. So taking those first steps, doing your research, learning a bit more about it, and that can be applied to starting a company as well, right? Like, do your research, find out more about the market, meet other people in the industry or that have, like I said, started companies that you really admire and sort of learn from that. And then that will likely lead you to another step. Mm-hmm. And if you're feeling like you're sort of hitting a wall, reach out to more people, try new things, you know, take a step back and look at the whole picture and say, oh, okay, well, maybe I didn't realize I could do it this way or I could try this. Mm-hmm. So it's all about kind of just like that next step, which again, you might be like, but I don't even know what the first step is. It's just like, just start trying things and working towards that bigger goal, right? Because if you're just sitting there dreaming and being like, okay, maybe tomorrow, maybe next year, maybe next month, like, I would really love to do that, but I just can't, like, stop saying that and start putting in the steps and the progress to getting where you want to be.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. I feel like just as cliche as it sounds, just doing the work and kind of figuring it out as you go. Cause like, I feel like the more people you talk to, the more you just realize that everyone's still trying to figure everything out in a sense. And yeah. It's like, yeah. So on one hand, it's like, oh wow. So no one's really has it figured out. It's kind of like, is this like false advertising? And then on the other hand, it's kind of a relief because you just realize that everyone's really in the same boat more or less and just trying to do the best that they can. And so, yeah, I think that's what I always like to tell people. I'm like, well, you don't know until you try. And like, there's not a cookie cutter answer. And it really is. I feel like everything is just trial and error because you figure out what works and what doesn't. And you really do just kind of take it day by day. And
100%.
Yeah.
And even if it doesn't work, you've learned something from what you've done. Exactly. Right. Which is the most important thing. Like,
right.
If you don't try anything, you'll never know. Right. So you may as well just try it. And if not, you learn.
And you learn so much quicker.
Yes.
Like, you learn so quick. You're like, well, okay, that doesn't work. Over and over. Yeah.
Let's try something new.
Let's try something new. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's good. So I always ask everyone this, and I love hearing everyone's answers because it's always different, but I think everyone kind of has a unique perspective. So what does freedom mean to you specifically? And then also, has your current lifestyle, since the start of your company or just working and traveling, how has it changed the way that you view freedom?
Yeah, no, 100%. Freedom to me is being able to do what you love with people who also love what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Being able to design my day, being able to help people and being able to have the freedom and flexibility to know, you know, when to take a break, like we talked about, but also like I can work till 2 a.m. if I so choose because that's when I'm most productive. So having that freedom in your life to be able to say, you know, I'll work. The whole work-life balance is, for me, it just doesn't work. It's like work-life integration, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's no balance. We're constantly online. I'm on my phone checking emails even when I'm out. So but that doesn't mean that I feel like constricted, right? To me, that's freedom, is because I can be out and be able to check those and, you know, I joke like put out the fires when needed, but also get to other things when not needed. So I think that just being able to design that and to design a life that I love, that's freedom to me. Mm-hmm. And definitely starting to be here and sort of being able to travel, obviously it comes with what I do. I spent 5 months in Asia. That's where I met you, launching there, and spent quite a bit of time in Europe. And now I'm sort of based out of both Barcelona and New York, like kind of back and forth. But being able to like have that lifestyle, that obviously be here has changed that immensely. I was already traveling, like I said before, but realizing that I wanted to be in places and feel settled there was a huge thing. And so for me, this lifestyle of feeling at home in places and feeling settled, even if it's just for a month, but having that foundation has made my lifestyle and the freedom that I feel so much better.
Mm, That's so good. It sounds like you started Be Here as a solution for you, like what you were feeling, which I feel like there's not, like, that's amazing, because I feel like that's the best way to do it, is figure out a problem that you have. But is that where you kind of got your initial inspiration from, even before you talked to other people? Like, is it because you felt that when you were traveling?
Yeah, exactly. It's true. A lot of founders solve their own problems. Obviously talking to other people and making sure it's not a unique problem to them. Right. But yeah, I just like I said, I see the way that we live and we work and the whole culture swing happening. I see that all changing. And it's, you even look at what living looked like 5-10 years ago, very different, right? Mm-hmm. Our parents bought houses and cars and that's what they work for, but this generation isn't doing that anymore. You know, they're right. saving for trips or experiences, and they're not buying houses or cars, and they're even, you know, getting married later in life and choosing to spend their money and their time doing the things they love, because they realize, you know, if I work till I'm 65, I might not have these opportunities and I want to experience more. And we now with technology have the ability to do that and the flexibility to do that. So it was kind of all these things in the culture swing that just like perfectly meshed. And obviously yeah. everything in the world was women and toxic work environments. It just like felt right.
Yeah. No, and I love that it's so female focused, because I know that you're passionate about woman empowerment, and I think that's so important, especially when you're traveling as a solo female and just going in different countries. Yeah, that was always what I got. Like, are you safe? Is everything safe? And be careful and all that stuff. So where do you see your company going in the next, I don't know, we'll start short term, maybe like 5 years. Do you see it like growing, change? How do you see it growing and changing?
Yeah. Well, I see us being in a lot more cities. Like I said, we're in 12 right now, but we're hoping to launch into a lot more. Also partnering with businesses. So getting on companies on board, that's something we're building out right now, where instead of you having to approach your employer, they already have this built in as like a perk or just a piece of the way that they work, and being able to have that integrated. So there's a lot of room for expansion there, I think, in terms of like all the cities in the world, and then also different partnerships with businesses. So that's kind of where I'm at right now with all that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see it grow.
Yes, me too. It's been so much fun so far. And even like talking about sort of scoping out new cities and all that, like it's so exciting, right? And we for our new cities, we've like taken surveys and we have a questionnaire on sort of like where should we launch next, because I really want it to be driven by where women want to be and places that they're interested in, where our community wants to go. So that's been a big thing, and sort of looking at new places to choose to.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting. Do you have any that are on the radar, like for the next year? if you can say.
Nothing I can officially say.
Okay. Okay.
Definitely in the fall, we hope to be launching a few new cities in Europe. So I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, keep me updated. And I saw you're partnering with Bucket List Bombshells too for their for their experiences. They're another female driven. They help women start their own online service based businesses, right? Essentially. Yeah. So yeah, that's really exciting.
Yeah, we just launched that partnership last week, and that's also been really cool. It's great to connect with their community too, and to be able to help their community meet offline, right? Because they're majority online. And so that's exciting. I believe two of the cities are already sold out. So,
wow, congratulations.
It's exciting. And I'm really excited for the girls as well, because everyone has just been super excited and like, this is what I need, and to be able to connect with other like-minded women that, you know, get them and understand that passion, because a lot of people, and for anyone listening that may feel like they're the only person in their town, city, wherever that wants to do this or has these big crazy dreams, like, they're not crazy. There's lots of other women out there that feel that way too. And it's so important to connect with other women that think like that and that have this mindset and this vision, and to be able to just connect and chat and share your ideas and experiences and feel inspired. It's really cool.
Yeah, it changes so much when you're in person, actually surrounded by the other women. Like, I remember at your, I really liked the meetup that we did in, that you did in Bali with, I think that one is also with Bucket List Bombshells. Yeah. I love that meetup, and I met so many amazing people there, and like a lot of my good friends that I ended up hanging out with the whole time that I was in Bali, I met there.
Cool.
Yeah, so I think that's, there's just something about meeting in person that it's mm-hmm. just, you can't get that online.
Yeah, it's nice to have those connections, and that's part of why we do those events and meetups in all of our cities, is because building those in real life connections is so important, and also being able to connect to the community too, and people that are from there or live there. That's really important for us, is being able to add value to their communities and connect with them.
Yeah, I love that. That's so good. Okay, so if someone's listening and they're like, I love this girl, she's maybe doing what I want to do, or I want to hear more about her company, or maybe I just want to get more info on working remotely, starting my own business, whatever, where would you kind of point someone if they were just starting out from scratch?
Yeah, so there are so many resources online, even to the point where it's overwhelming. We, of course, have online resources for remote work, which is really cool. And as you mentioned, the Bucketless Bombshells also have their courses where they help girls learn how to start businesses. The other thing is reach out to people, talk to people that are doing what you want to do, you know, listen to podcasts, hear about other people's experiences, and sort of connect, like we chatted about this just a minute ago, with like people that are like-minded, right? Mm-hmm. So building those connections through Facebook groups or whatever it might be, going to different events, putting yourself out there. If you don't know what a co-working space is, go check one out. even just take a tour, you know, like just learning more about the lifestyle and where you want to be and how other people got there, so that you can sort of get started and be like, okay, this is my game plan. This is like, you know, set a timeline or whatever it is that you need to sort of get there. And if you want to talk to your boss, go look at our resources, go talk to your boss. and yeah, just like start taking those steps. In whichever direction you want to go.
I like what you said about reaching out to someone who is doing maybe something along the lines of what you want to be doing, because I feel like there's so many things that you can do even on the online spectrum. It's like mm-hmm. overwhelming, because I was like, well, I know that I'm kind of a multi-passionate person, and I know mm-hmm. that there's different things that I could do, but I think it's just look at someone's work, what they're doing, or like see exactly what they're doing day to day. Just like reach out and ask them what exactly, like how they are making money pretty much, and just figure out how they're doing it. And if that's something that you want to do and you like the lifestyle that they're living, and everything like that, then I would just say learn as much as you can from that person. I think that's like what I did and what I recommend people to do, because like I said, there's just so many things and there's not a one size fits all for right. someone to do even online. So
100%. And a lot of people feel like reaching out is scary and intimidating. And at first it definitely is. But one thing that I've really come to realize is people are just people. Like everyone is human, you know, everybody like goes to sleep at night and, you know, also has to make dinner or like all these standard things, you know, people are just people. Mm-hmm. So they also have good days and bad days, and like, obviously don't spam them, but you know, if you like reach out, follow up, and maybe if they're like, don't ask too many questions at once would be a big thing. Right. I think like little by little, so you're not asking too much of their time, but they're most of the time people are super willing to help out and to, you know, lend some advice.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. So if someone wants to connect with you, where would be the best place that they could do that? I know you have a Facebook group. You have an Instagram, Facebook page, you have an email, website.
Yeah, got it all.
You're covered your bases. Yeah.
Yes. So if you want to learn more about Be Here, we are gobehere.com. If you want to join our online Facebook group, it is Be Here Community Women Making Moves. We're also on Instagram at gobehere and Facebook at gobehere. And then if you want to connect with me personally, I'm at Mason B on Instagram, and happy for you to like message me on there or say hi. And if you have any questions, we have an email on our website as well that people can reach out to. It's support@gobehere.com.
Okay, perfect. And I'll put all of that in the show notes too, so you guys can see it. All right. Well, thank you so much for all of your wisdom and insight. This was so good. And I'm glad we got to catch up again after not talking in I don't know, a couple months, I think.
Yeah.
February when I saw you, or March.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Hopefully I'll get to run into you somewhere exotic again soon.
I know.
So I'm good sure. to catch up too.
Yeah. I feel like with the remote workforce, you always are just running into people like, oh, I'll be in that country that month too. Let's meet up.
I love it. It's so great, right? You
I know.
Go like months and I'm be like, oh, hey, I met you.
Hey, I know. That's so funny. I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time again. And I'm glad we got to sit down and talk and hear more about you.
Me too. Thank you for having me on. It was so nice to catch up.
Yes. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Okay, such another good episode with Meeson. Am I the only one who gets super fired up after every episode? Maybe because it's my podcast and I just love it, but also just the more stories that I hear of women who are making it happen for themselves, the more that I just believe so much that it really is so possible for anyone. And you guys, all of my guests that I've had so far are in their 20s. Like Meeson is 25, Shimongi is 29, and Taylor's 25, and Hannah was 22, and I'm 23. So I really, really, really just hope that you're seeing what's possible. And as always, if you like this episode, feel free to give me a rating and a review and let me know what you think. As always, thanks for tuning in, and I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.